And the day before we did that was when I had the grenade incident.
What?
With my buddy Kirk. We had a new guy show up.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
He'd been in, you know, I think he'd been on the ground like 4 fucking days. He just went through CIF.
Get used to disappointment.
And he got assigned to our company, and I've no idea, but you know, Sergeant Greenway wanted us to run him through the course.
Are you sure about that?
So, you know, when you first start off, you know, you do the hand grenade thing.
We have the holy hand grenade.
Yes, of course. The holy hand grenade of Antioch.
You got to get used to throwing the hand grenades in an urban environment. And the way it worked in the tire house at Fort Lewis, at least the old one, is the way the tires were stacked. You had to like pull the pin and then lean out extra and then throw it down the hallway to clear the hallway so you can, you know, button hook into the room to the right.
He's making me cry.
Kirk is in front of me. New guy's in front of him. I'm standing behind Kirk. And I heard Kirk tell him, look, man, pull the pin, lean out, and throw it down the hallway.
The more you fuck around, the more you're going to find out.
Well, he pulls the pin, and he doesn't lean out far enough, and he throws the hand grenade. And I see it bounce back into the room we're at. And the fuse on that thing is, you're lucky if you get 3 seconds.
Allegedly.
3.5 seconds. So Kirk immediately body slams newbie. He slams on his face. I'm already on the fucking ground. Hand grenade detonates.
Right.
1, 2, 5.
Please,
3.
Probably 4 feet away from Kirk's head. Now, we're on the deck, so it's sand, luckily. If it was concrete, we would be dead.
Damn right!
He took a piece of shrapnel through his K-pot, and it had lacerated his scalp, and there was like blood running down his face. Newbie, he got, I think, 2 pieces in his forearm. They weren't very big.
Nice.
And I just got my bell rung pretty bad. And that was the newbie's last day in the battalion. He didn't make a full fucking week because he got DX'd right after that because Greenway came down. He was fucking pissed, yelling at everyone. And we told him, you know, Kirk told Sergeant Greenway, I told him to lean out and I did everything and he fucked it up.
I know, right?
And I backed up Kirk because I'm not a liar.
I am shocked. Shocked. Well, not that shocked.
Madigan Army Hospital. He got like 2 stitches. And even to this day, he's got like this bald spot on his head where no hair grows, where the scar is. And you can tell when he's nervous because he always does this. He just sits there and rubs that fucking scar.
Oh, that's not right. No.
It's fucking hilarious. He's still alive. He went on and I think he did 8 or 9 deployments in the special forces.
Wouldn't look that way in the court transcript.
He was in a ton of firefights. Got shot, I think, twice. Took some more shrap metal. Then he got in a real bad motorcycle accident. Was in a coma for like 40 fucking days.
Damn!
He lost like, 3 feet of his intestine. He's all fucked now. And not right upstairs. Hopefully he finds Jesus and gets right with the world, but I wouldn't count on it.
How dare you?
I mean, if you could actually point to a human being and say, this guy was a Cro-Magnon, it was him.
Oh!
I mean, he was like 5'8", but he was like 4.5 feet fucking wide and just a powerhouse, man.
Spartans! What is your profession?